Let's refer to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Ephesians, chapter 6. Verse 18 and 19. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to speak known the mystery of the gospel. In previous verses, start from chapter 6, verse 10 to verse 17, talk about the Christian soldier. We have to be fully armed spiritually so that we can become a very effective Christian soldier to fight a good fight for the Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, in our life, we have only one enemy, and that enemy is Satan. Other than Satan, we have no any other enemy. Human beings are not our enemy. Satan is our enemy. And this spiritual fight is so difficult, two reasons. First reason is Satan can see us, but we cannot see Satan, right? Have you ever seen Satan? Nobody, right? The second is Satan is more powerful than we do. And so Satan is everywhere. So this is the difficult part to fight the work of Satan. And Satan has only one goal. What goal? He tried to work among the saints so that they can turn away from God, they can sin against God. And he worked among those who are non-believers so that they will not believe. Their heart can be hardened and their eye can be blind. They cannot see the glory light of the gospel and make them dumb, so deaf, so they cannot understand what they listen. And that is the work of Satan. So we know that after we study the Bible, we know very clearly about the plot and the trick of Satan, how he is going to attack us, devour us, destroy us, defeat us. So after we know that, we know how to fight with Satan. And after we are fully armed, right, with all different kind of virtue, with the faith, with the righteousness, with the words of God, with the Holy Spirit, and then how are we going to fight the first fight? As a Christian soldier, what is the first thing I have to do? That exactly mentioned in verse 18. Praying with all prayer and supplication in spirit. We have to learn, right, supplication with all prayer, right? Always pray. And during the time of prayer, we always give supplication. Means we always to intercede for others. So how can we fight a spiritual fight? Use the prayer. If we see a brother and sister are very weak, what can you do? A lot of time you start to try to make a phone call. The more you make a phone call, right, the more difficult you bring the person back, right? The person feel, oh, you give me too much pressure, too much trouble, right? Anytime you call him or call her, he look at the ID and he refuse to answer. So what can we do? Through the prayer. After we pray, that Holy Spirit from God move the person and he will come back. There was one of the IE class, and that class had one student. live about 40 minutes away from the church by bus. And one of the students did not come for a long time, and they use all different kind of means, write a letter, make the phone call, and all the students, that student still doesn't show, did not show in the IE class. So finally, the IE teacher, they have a gathering. What should we do? We have run out of means. And then they come to a consensus. Let us pray for that student.
Right.
All that class students, all the RE teachers start to pray for that student. It's a miracle happened, right? After 2 months later, in a very rainy day, heavy crowded day, that student show off. And everybody was so surprised. And how come the sunny day you don't want to show off, the rainy day you come, right? You know, the rainy day is very inconvenient. And that student say, I don't know why happened. Recently, I just feel I don't want to go to church. If I don't want to go to church, I feel very uncomfortable. The student come back to church. So this RE class together with the RE teacher fight a good battle to win the soul back to the Lord. You know, if the person don't come to the church for a long time, it's just like a charcoal, right? You barbecue with a charcoal, right? You put all the charcoal together and it gives some fan, the charcoal heat up. But if you scatter all the charcoal in every different corner, after a few minutes, the charcoal just cool down. Satan tried to devour the students or devour the members. So probably they think cannot get along with other people very well, so they want to quit the church. They don't want to come to the church. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, their faith gradually cooling down until a point they already get used to it. Once they get used to it, it's very difficult to ask them to come back. So what can we do? Pray for them. Holy Spirit move them and they will come back. God has his own way to bring the person back. I still remember there was a sister together with her family, actually a long-time believer, baptized in our church for a long time. Because the faiths are very weak, so actually she did not move away at all. She just changed the telephone number. So everybody thought they already moved away. So they intended to delete the person from the member's guide. But everybody prayed for them. And one day, the preacher of that church received a phone call from the sister, say, my mother passed away. And according to her will, she wants the church to take over the funeral ceremony. So that was a very good opportunity. So the whole church just attend their funeral service, or her mother's funeral service. So the sister was so touched. From that on, she returned to the church. So if we pray, right? God has his own way to bring a member back to the church. So Christian soldier, the first way to fight the spiritual battle is to pray for the one you think are very dangerous, being eaten up by Satan. Then what should we do next? Right, verse 17 and 19 also, pray for me. Pray for whom? Pray for Paul, so that he has the eloquency to speak out the mystery of the gospel. So what should we pray? Let us pray for the worker of God. Anyone who stands on the pulpit, pray that God give them spiritual eloquence. Whatever they speak can edify the congregation. And this coming Wednesday, we have 4 nights of evangelical service, 3 days of spiritual convocation. So we pray for the worker, inspire them to speak the message God wants them to speak. So edify the church member, their faith can be nourished, their faith can be strengthened, and they can be growing up to be mature. So what can we do? Pray for the worker. And worker always is the first target Satan tried to defeat. Because if you defeat one worker, it's better than you defeat 10 members. So we have to use a prayer to support them. In this prayer, first, pray for Holy Spirit. If you don't have Holy Spirit, the second, if we have Holy Spirit, pray for fullness of Holy Spirit. The third one, pray for your class student who, if any, who don't come to the church often. Pray for spiritual convocation, pray for the workers. So we are going to pray for about 15 minutes. So shall we all come forward and pray? During the prayer, don't open the eye. Don't look around. Don't squeeze around, right? Just concentrate your mind. Jesus Christ in front of me. I am praising to him. I'm requesting something from him. And I'm giving thanks to him. And pray with concentration. And God will answer. Let's come forward and pray.